Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Family Dog A, Simple and Time-Proven Method is a practical dog training guide by Richard A. Wolters, published as part of his influential body of work on animal training. The book belongs to the instructional nonfiction genre and is designed for ordinary dog owners who want a structured, efficient way to raise a well-mannered pet. Its central promise is that a dog can be trained in a relatively short period, through consistent, simple lessons, rather than complicated theory. Wolters presents the dog as a family companion whose behavior can be shaped through clear routines, sensible handling, and attention to communication. The book also reflects his broader reputation for applying behavioral insight to everyday training problems. Rather than focusing on show training or specialized working dog tasks, it addresses the needs of households that want obedience, good manners, and manageable daily care. That practical emphasis is what gives the book its lasting appeal in the dog training category. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 16-week training plan built around simple repetition. The book is structured around a clear, time-limited training method that aims to bring a dog to reliable household behavior in about 16 weeks. This framework is important because it replaces vague advice with an organized schedule that owners can actually follow. Wolters treats training as a progressive process in which each stage prepares for the next, so the owner is not left guessing what to work on or when to advance. The appeal of the method lies in its practicality. It is meant to fit into ordinary family life and requires only short, regular periods of attention. That makes the book especially accessible to beginners who may not have formal experience with dogs. The method also reduces the tendency to overcomplicate training, since it focuses on consistent habits rather than constant novelty. In effect, the timeline serves both as a motivation device and as a discipline, helping owners measure progress in concrete terms rather than by intuition alone. Secondly, training the whole household to communicate with the dog consistently. One of the book's distinctive ideas is that dog training is a family activity, not the responsibility of a single expert owner. Wolters addresses a broad audience and assumes that children, adults, and other household members may all interact with the dog. This matters because inconsistent handling is one of the most common reasons training fails. If one person rewards a behavior while another discourages it, the dog receives mixed signals and learns unpredictably. The book, therefore, emphasizes a unified approach to commands, tone, and expectations. It also highlights that communication with a dog is not mainly about the exact words used, but about how they are delivered. That focus on tone and clarity makes the method broadly usable in households with different speaking styles or ages. By treating the family itself as part of the training environment, the book moves beyond obedience drills and into daily behavior management. The result is a more realistic model for homes that want the dog to become a dependable companion rather than a weekend project. Thirdly, choosing a dog that matches the family rather than forcing a generic fit. The book does not treat training as separate from selection. It includes guidance on choosing the right dog for a family and lifestyle, which is a meaningful extension of its practical philosophy. This is significant because many training problems begin before instruction does, when a dog's temperament, energy level, or needs do not align with the household. Wolters recognizes that a family with limited time, children, or a small living space may need a different kind of dog than an active household with outdoor routines. By placing selection early in the process, the book encourages owners to think in terms of suitability rather than impulse. That perspective can prevent frustration later, because training is always easier when the dog's natural tendencies are compatible with the home. The idea also reflects a broader realism. Good training is not only about shaping behavior after adoption, but about making a responsible choice before the dog arrives. In that sense, the book presents ownership as a planning decision as much as a teaching task. Fourthly, housebreaking, commands, and manners as the foundation of family life. Wolters organizes the practical side of the book around the behaviors that matter most in a home: housebreaking, basic obedience, and everyday manners. This is a sensible choice because these are the issues that determine whether a dog is manageable in daily life. Rather than treating training as a sequence of tricks, the book starts with habits that reduce conflict and create stability. Housebreaking is especially central because it establishes routine, supervision, and accountability from the beginning. Basic commands then extend that control into shared spaces and public interactions. The emphasis on manners gives the book a domestic rather than purely athletic orientation. The goal is not to produce an impressive performance, but a companion that can live comfortably with people. This practical focus also makes the book easy to evaluate, since progress can be seen in ordinary situations such as feeding time, visits, and movement around the house. The result is a training philosophy grounded in usefulness rather than novelty. Lastly, care, grooming, diet, and first aid as part of responsible ownership. the book extends beyond obedience to cover broader responsibilities such as grooming, diet, and first aid. That expansion is important because it shows that Wolters views training and care as connected rather than separate. A dog that behaves well still depends on proper maintenance, and neglect in these areas can undermine training by affecting health, comfort, and responsiveness. Including diet signals that good ownership is not only about discipline, but also about supporting the animal's physical condition. Grooming matters because it contributes to cleanliness, comfort, and the regular handling that helps a dog stay accustomed to human touch. First aid guidance broadens the book's usefulness by giving owners a basic framework for responding to minor problems before they become larger ones. This makes the book feel comprehensive, without drifting into medical specialization. The overall effect is to position the family dog as a long-term responsibility that requires both behavioral training and everyday stewardship. That practical breadth is one reason the book has remained relevant in its category. This category, in conclusion, Family Dog, a simple and time-proven method, is best suited for readers who want a direct, structured, and family-friendly approach to dog training. New dog owners will benefit most, especially households that need guidance on housebreaking, basic commands, communication, and everyday care without wading through overly technical theory. The book is also useful for families with children because it frames training as something the whole household must support consistently. Its main strength is not innovation for its own sake, but clarity of method. Compared with many training books, it stands out for combining obedience instruction with broader ownership advice, including selection, grooming, diet, and first aid. That makes it more comprehensive than a narrow training manual while still remaining accessible. It also has historical importance as part of Wolters' influential legacy in dog training literature. Readers looking for a classic utilitarian guide to raising a dependable family companion will find it especially relevant. If you would like to support Richard A. Wolters, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.